maybe the enemy tried to say that you'll never do that, but the Lord said the gift, my gifts, my callings, they're without repentance. I will never take that dream away. And you can start it today, and it's as fresh in my heart today as it was in the day that I created you. And I'm going to reignite dreams, and I feel like the Lord says you can do it. You can do all things through my Spirit who strengthens you. And God is going to strengthen you to be doers of his dreams. And Lord, we thank you for them right now, Lord. And I feel like the Lord wants you to just say, God, I'm willing. I'm willing. I don't know how. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm willing. And I'm going to mix my faith with your dream again. And I'm going to step out. Lord, I'm waiting for you to open the doors, bring the connections. But here I am, Lord, send me. Just begin to talk to the Lord. Say, I'm willing. God, I'm sorry I gave up on that dream. I repent of that. I am willing, Lord, and I will believe that I'm going to move towards that. Lord, I thank you that you are going to move things right now in the heavenlies. Lord, you are moving connections right now. Lord, even as these dreams are coming alive, God, you are going to do things. And just like when Daniel began to pray, you know, archangels moved from heaven and principalities of Persia, you know, tried to block them. But there is a dream that God says cannot be stopped, that all things are possible. And Lord, we just ignite those dreams and we say they're not too big. They are not too big. They are not too big for your people. They are not too big for you. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you would open now sovereign doors. Lord, that as they move their step towards it, Lord, they take their little buns and their little fish, as it were, and they bring them to you.
Yes,
Lord, let that multiplication of heaven happen over the dreams of God in their life. In Jesus' name, amen.